Good morning. This is Mickey Moran. Welcome to the trailer for a series of podcasts with The Children's Lawyer. I will be covering a wide variety of children's legal issues, specifically in the area of special education, mental health, parenting, and divorce. I'm the founding partner of the Child and Family Law Center, a law firm that has for the past 25 years been devoted exclusively to meeting the needs of children with disabilities and their families. And I want this podcast to be one of your resources. Okay, so a bit of background about me. I've been an attorney for 35 years. And how did I end up doing this work? Well, there were a series of moments that led me to start the Child and Family Law Center. In the early 1990s, I heard Bernadine Dorn speak at the ABA section of litigation about the need for lawyers to champion the causes of children. For those of you who are a little older, you may remember that Bernadine was a radical from the 60s, infamous for being a member of the Weather Underground, a student radical group at the time. At that point, she was directing the Northwestern Child Law Clinic. She really spoke passionately about the need for child advocates. That's what I heard. And that's what called to me. And I filed the message away, saving it for another time when I might consider going back to practicing law, which I wasn't thinking of doing, having been very disenchanted with corporate law and just the legal culture in general at law firms. My son was diagnosed with a learning disability, and I was immersed in getting him the right help, navigating school systems, and acting as a case manager. I had a stepson with a disability as well, and all of this was moving me in a direction that would take several years. Ultimately, when I decided to return to practicing law following my divorce, and yes, that was another experience I could now add to my rapidly growing repertoire of interesting life lessons, I knew that child advocacy law was my passion and would afford me the opportunity to help children and families in special education disputes. Over the years, I built on that cornerstone and expanded into other child law areas, assembling now a team of lawyers and assistants that helped me along the way. Today, I practice in the area of special education, juvenile law, DCFS defense, divorce and child-related matters, and family law with a child-focused outcome always at the core of what we do. The good news is that I truly love what I do and can safely say that I never experience a boring day. The families and children I've met over the years have enriched my life beyond measure. This series of podcasts is an attempt to give back and share these resources with parents, educators, and others on those lessons I've learned over the years. Some of the podcasts will provide a basic summary of the law and what to do, including practical tips. Others will involve my interviewing other professionals, including psychologists, psychiatrists, and social workers, to get their perspective on various topics related to children's issues. Okay, I've got to say this. The content of these podcasts are not intended as legal advice and are not substitutes for consultation with an attorney. So I look forward to sharing this information with you, and you can check out our website at www.lawforchild.com.